what we chew with?
Your teeth.
So you say I've lost only one
tooth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the what the teeth are held in?
The gums.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the flat of the hand?
Is the palm of the hand.
And the clenched hand?
The fist.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about the meeting places here, the bones?
The joints.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the upper part of the body?
Is the chest.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you say he has good strong
arms and shoulders.
Okay. Now, somebody with a pretty good build and plenty of strength, you'd say, I tell you, that fellow is plenty
strong.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or well built.
Or did you ever
muscular.
Say stout? Is stout ever used in that way?
Yeah,
it
sure.
is, isn't it?
Yeah, he certainly is stout.
Yeah. Or husky.
Husky. Yeah, there's a lot of different words that
yeah.
could be working.
They probably have slightly different shades of
yeah.
meaning.
Yeah.
But strong is certainly
yeah.
one of them. Now, a person like you, really, Mr. and I mean that, with plenty of spirit and balance, you might say of that person, well, I'll tell you, she's
very athletic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what might be some other ways of characterizing this kind of vitality that a person would have? And I don't mean
bigger.
Yeah. I'm not searching for a very formal word, but
he has a lot of pep.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Mm-hmm. Spry.
Yeah. Spry would be another.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even pert.
Yes.
I heard.
Yeah, it could be. You don't hear it often used though, but it is used some.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, now a person who doesn't want to be by himself in a house, it might say, I'm sorry, but I'm just simply
alone.
Or if he's characterizing his feeling about it,
I'm very lonely. Yeah.
Or if he's just simply unwilling to stay in a house. And
that's a silly word, lonely, though, you know. There's no reason for anybody to be lonely.
Yeah.
In my books, I.
But if you were by yourself and you heard strange sounds at night, it might make you, what would you say there? Might make you
a little bit leery or something like
uh-huh.
that.
Scared, maybe?
Yeah. For instance, I heard a man going down my steps here 2 months ago, here
uh-huh.
in the house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I could hear every step he went down.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
And the longer I laid there, the more I could hear.
Mm.
Finally, I got up and switched on the light in my room there, bed light. I didn't hear anything. Then I walked out in the hall and switched on the light in the hall, flipped on the hall light downstairs and came on downstairs. Come walking through here. You know, I never did find that man.
Mm.
Imagination.
Yeah, yeah.
It's surprising what your imagination can do.
Would, if you were describing that, would you say you were?
I wasn't afraid, but it was just a little bit what we would say leery
uh-huh.
about the thing.
Yeah,
we just
right.
had a little
I see.
Creepy feeling.
Right, right.
And I wasn't satisfied until I came down. And
well, you might say, I'm beginning to get scared these days. Although in the past, well, I didn't.
Didn't panic.
Or didn't used to be, or something.
Didn't used to be afraid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
A person who neglects himself, kind of generally, you say, well, it's too bad, but I can see that he's beginning to get...
Deteriorate.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Would be one word.
And if he doesn't... If he's
getting
not,
a little reckless about himself, or careless.
Mm-hmm.
A little careless.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. If a person is kind of odd or strange,